Brown Leader signing in, and it's time for another episode of Wooks Up. What is Wooks Up? Wooks Up is a weekly series put on by the Hyperspace Heroes podcast, Brown Squadron Boys, where we dive into Wookiepedia, type a letter, and find a random article and read through it, and give us a little commentary along with the article. What is Wookiepedia? Well, Wookiepedia is a source of pretty much all Star Wars knowledge that's out there, probably greater than the Jedi Temple itself, I dare say. And everybody that contributes to it does a phenomenal job. All the administrators, they've got a great team there that collates everything, and it's just an outstanding source for Star Wars knowledge, canon, legend, everything in between. If you'd like to be a Wookiepedia contributor, it's easy to do. Just create an account on the site, and they've got some tutorials. They can work you through it. And so, with that little sales pitch, let's dive into this week's letter, which is the letter W. So we're going to type that into Wookiepedia. And, you know, now that I thought about it, probably would have been a great opportunity to reach out to Jordan, who is one of the admins there, and do a special edition, because we could have done W is for Wookiepedia, but did I think about that until this moment? No. So, you're going to get something else tonight. And scrolling through everything is a lot of Clone Wars related stuff, surprisingly. And Star Wars, and a lot of things started with the word Star Wars. I guess that counts as W. But we're going to scroll down to find something. You know me, I like to find something a little off the beaten path. And let's go with this. Wolfpack, which is going to probably relate to Bad Batch, since Commander Wolf was seen in one of the most recent episodes. Spoiler alert. And, okay, so Wolfpack, and this is canon. There's a Legends article along with it as well. Wolfpack was an elite clone trooper squad in the 104th Battalion of the Grand Army of the Republic. They served under Jedi General Plo Koon and Commander Wolf during the Clone Wars between the Galactic Republic and the Confederacy of Independent Systems. Members included Clone Sergeant Sinker, Clone Corporal Comet, and Boost. I wonder if he was really fast. History. Clone Wars. The Wolfpack was an elite squad of clone troopers in the 104th Battalion under General Plo Koon and Clone Commander Wolf. The squad was active in the early weeks of the war, during which time its members already started to show signs of individuality. At a gathering in the Jedi Temple, Koon told his fellow Jedi and Republic senators about his squad's tactics and how, despite what the Kaminoans had claimed, the clones worked better the more they were able to act like individuals. Grandmaster Yoda agreed, telling their fellow Jedi the clones deserve to be treated like people. And if you think back to the very first episode of Clone Wars, in release order, he tells them that. The Wolfpack served in battles like the mission of Cormendi, the siege of Hissine, and the Battle of Abrogado, the latter of which saw heavy casualties for the 104th. Wolf and his troopers were later sent on a mercy mission to the world of Aleen. Yeah, Abrogado, that is, if you remember the Malevolence arc in Clone Wars during Season 1. Legacy. In preparation for the liberation of Lothal, the Spectres called among many of their old allies to assist the planet's liberation from the Empire, and among these allies were Wolf. During the liberation, the Clone Wars veteran fought alongside fellow clone troopers Captain Rex, my boy, and Clone Commander Gregor. When it appeared that the Empire had the rebels cornered, Ezra Bridger called upon a group of Loth Wolves to help against the stormtroopers. When Gregor witnessed the wolves' attack, he stated that it reminded him of the clone troopers of the Wolf Pack, and Wolf agreed, saying that the wolves fought just like his former unit had. Around 9 ABY, the New Republic pilot Trapper Wolf wore the insignia of the Wolf Pack on his flight helmet while pursuing the gunship Razor Crest in the atmosphere of Maldo Crease for its involvement in freeing the Twi'lek Quinn, a former prisoner aboard the New Republic Correctional Transport Bothan 5. You know, and that, I completely missed that when I saw that episode. And I love, that's a great episode. So, of course, Trapper Wolf, played by Filoni, Dave Filoni, would wear the Wolfpack logo on his helmet. Of course he would, right? So, and that's it. That's the article. Really short. Let's see if there's anything else in here. That pretty much covered everything. Let's flip over to Legends really quick and see what that says as well. And with Wikipedia, it's a super easy thing to do. It's just a different tab, and you can flip between canon and Legends. All right, this is the Legends site. The Wolfpack was a clone trooper squad in the Grand Army of the Republic's 104th Battalion that served under General Plo Koon and Clone Commander Wolf during the Clone Wars. Description: members of the Wolfpack became reputed for being experts at difficult extractions under fire. History: the Wolfpack's members included Marshal Commander Wolf, Sergeant Sinker, and Boost. Following the attack on the Venator-class Star Destroyer Triumphant by the Malevolents, right there, in the Abrogado system, Plo Koon, Wolf, Sinker, and Boost were trapped in an escape pod and fought off battle droids, searching the wreckage for surviving clones. They were saved by General Anakin Skywalker and Commander Ahsoka Tano. Due to the loss of so many members at the Battle of Abrogado, Wolf and the other members of the Wolfpack changed the color of their armor from rusty red to dark gray blue to honor their fallen brothers with a melancholy color. Interesting. The Wolfpack also changed their symbol to more match the markings on Wolf's helmet. Soon after the Battle of Abrogado, the surviving members of the Wolfpack donned cold assault gear and participated in the Battle of Korm. After the battle, Wolf received reinforcements to replenish the Wolfpack's numbers. After the addition of new recruits, the Wolfpack helped Koon and Tano rescue Generals Skywalker and Mace Windu from the collapsing bridge of the Star Destroyer Endurance on Vancor, following Boba Fett's sabotage of the cruiser. Later, two members of the Wolfpack, Wolf and Comet, helped in the rescue of Lola Seiyu to retrieve Koon, Anakin Skywalker, Tano, and other survivors of the raid on the Citadel. They later participated in the Second Battle of Felucia with Koon, Skywalker, and Tano. Later in the war, the Wolfpack was sent on a relief effort to the planet of Aleen, where catastrophic ground quakes had inflicted mass casualties among the natives. Soon after, they participated in the rescue of Jedi Master Adi Galila from the hands of General Grievous. They later were sent to Kadavo to rescue Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, and the kidnapped Togrutan slaves. So there you go, and that's it for Legends as well. So yeah, Wolfpack. Squad, a unit, a division, whatever, a portion of the 104th Battalion. Did like in that, you know, and I thought Clone Wars was back to canon, but nowadays, what is canon, what's not? But I really like that part about changing their color from the rusty red to the gray-blue, dark gray-blue. So very cool. Very cool little detail right there. So, yeah, Wolfpack, there it is. And so kind of a double dose, kind of a Scruffy-style episode, I guess, since you got Legends and canon. And, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. So, like I said before, Wikipedia, great source of knowledge. We obviously go to it for everything, and you should as well if you're a Star Wars fan. Definitely check it out. So, with that, I'm going to get out of here. I don't know who's doing the next episode. I guess we'll wait and find out. And that will be the letter X. Interesting. I might type that in now. No, I won't cheat. Okay. All right. I'll get out of here. And with that, this is Brown Leader signing off. And you have been listening to Hyperspace Heroes, not Scruffy Unplugged. Interrupting Pampatisa, Lord Leader Bosca. May choose to orbit
Hyperspace Heroes podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, and most other podcast services. If we are not on your service of choice, let us know. To leave your 5-star review, just click on the review button on your podcast service of choice and praise us to the maximum character limit available. Brown Leader Podcast. To contact the show to comment, ask a question, suggest a conversation topic, or just to tell us how handsome we are, you can send us a DM on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter accounts. You can also email us at brownsquadron@gmail.com. Star Wars, its characters, shows, movies, books, etc. You get it. Our properties of Lucasfilm and Disney. Hyperspace Heroes Podcast has no affiliation with Lucasfilm and Disney, although we would very much like to. Hyperspace Heroes Podcast comments and opinions are ours alone, and the show is for entertainment purposes only. This is so we cannot be held liable when we say something dumb. If you're still listening at this point, we would like to say thank you for joining us on this exposition into a galaxy far, far away, and we appreciate you spending your time with us. We hope you'll share the show with other fans, and that you'll tune in again for the next episode. Hyperspace Heroes Podcast, the legend of Brown Squadron. That's no moon!
Sorry, he burped.
Was it good for you?